You're listening to SBS News.
Shireen Hassan has made it her life's work to fight Islamophobia in Australia. She's received abuse in person and online simply for being an adherent to the Islamic faith.
Me personally, it can be something seemingly benign like being ignored by a shop assistant, or it could also be something much more serious like receiving online hatred.
The Order of Australia medal recipient regularly spends time sharing her experiences with students visiting the Islamic Museum of Australia. Now, stories like hers have been published in the Islamophobia in Australia report, which shows the number of incidents fell from its peak of nearly 350 in 2016-17 to 90 in 2020-2021. It's also reinforced how gendered Islamophobia is, with more than three quarters of victims being women and most alleged perpetrators being men. Sharara Atai is with the Islamophobia Register Australia. She says vulnerability is a key factor in these reported abuses.
You know, I think women who wear the hijab are obviously very visibly Muslim. They're easily identifiable. But also what was interesting was that a lot of the majority of the women who were harassed or were Islamophobic, you know, who did experience Islamophobia, the majority of those women were either unaccompanied or they were with children or they were in the presence of other women.
Keeping with previous reports, the most commonly reported hotspots for abuse remain shopping centres, construction sites and streets. The most common form of abuse is verbal intimidation. But the report authors say fewer bystanders witnessing the incidents are intervening. Shireen Hassan from the Islamic Museum of Australia again.
I think the most disturbing thing that I found was the decline in bystander reporting. And it's absolutely essential that individuals who witness some form of Islamophobia as a third party, for them to do all they can to report that particular incident to the authorities, to be vigilant, to take down registration plate numbers. It's an absolute essential aspect of trying to deal with this very, very serious issue.
Islamophobia is also felt by elected MPs. Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi served in the New South Wales State Parliament from 2013 to 2018. But she says the abuse increased dramatically when she entered the federal parliament in 2019.
When I entered the Senate, it really intensified so much that often my staff would have to walk me back to my car at night each day. You know, every contribution we make is minimized and challenged with a simple, go back to where you came from, we don't need you here, you're not even from here. And this isn't just the far-right extremists, I can tell you, it's the politicians as well who dog whistle and who stand on the sideline when that dog whistling is happening.
Anne Ali was the first female Muslim minister in Australian history. She says she's had similar experiences in her public life.
The times that I've spoken out about Islamophobia, I have attracted so many death threats, so much hate, so many letters.
Tyso Cusey, SBS News.